Hey, it's Sarah Arnold Hall, and you're listening to How to Take Action. Let's talk about accountability. This is a topic that a lot of people ask me about when they come and join my program. They want to know, will I be holding them accountable to their goals? And so today I'm going to unpack that a little bit and explain why yes and no is my answer. So my definition of accountability is being held responsible for taking action. That's just what I think of. For example, you might have a personal trainer who expects you to show up to the sessions, and that's what motivates you to go to the gym because you know they're expecting you to be there. But I want you to think about who is really holding you responsible for taking action in that moment. It's actually not the trainer. It's you. When you get a text from your trainer saying, "Are you coming to the gym today?" you have thoughts about it. For example, thoughts like, "I don't want to let them down. I should keep my promises. They're counting on me. They're going to be super annoyed if I don't go. I don't want to waste their time." So it's actually your thoughts about the trainer that's making you take action. Not the trainer. The trainer isn't physically grabbing you and sitting you down on the bench and making your arms lift weights. Like, you're doing that all because of what you're thinking about the trainer. Being accountable is only coming from you. It's just your thoughts. So technically, you could have all of those same thoughts without the person there and still create the motivation to take action. You could still think, "I don't want to let anyone down. I better keep my promises. Everyone's counting on me. People are going to be annoyed if I don't go. I don't want to waste anyone's time." You could think all of those thoughts and not have anyone actually holding you to account. It's just you. However, I am a fan of reducing friction and doing whatever it takes to make it as easy as possible for you to take action. And so if you find it easier to think those thoughts when someone is there, then great, get someone there to hold you accountable. But just know that if you want to, you can choose those thoughts that would make you feel accountable without anyone being there at all. So when my clients ask me, "Are you going to hold me accountable?" my answer is both yes and no, because yes, I'm going to be here, but it is always going to be your brain holding you accountable. It is never me. It is only your thoughts about me and what I am saying. And I don't actually keep tabs on my clients. I'm not messaging them in between our coaching sessions. I actually used to do that. I used to message all of my clients, and I had this huge long list of clients that I would have to message every day. But ultimately, I realized that that wasn't what was getting them motivated. What would get them motivated is the thought, "I should follow through with this because Sarah's counting on me," or "because I want to do it," or for whatever reason is motivating them. But you don't actually have to have me present or me texting you for you to think those thoughts. But joining my group coaching program will make it easier to think those thoughts, because it's very easy to think the thought, "I should probably do this," when your brain can actually see the physical evidence of why. But that doesn't mean that it's coming from me. It is always coming from your thoughts. You are the one that holds you accountable. Well, you might say, "Yeah, but I don't feel as bad if I let myself down as if I let anyone else down." And the first thing I'm going to say to that is, you can't let someone down. That's just a thought. That's not a real thing. People don't let other people down. All you can ever do to someone is give them a new circumstance for them to experience, which may be you not turning up to something, and then they have a thought about it. If they feel let down, that's because they are thinking a thought that makes them feel let down. And the same with you. You can't actually let yourself down. You can only think thoughts that make you feel let down. And I want you to think about why it doesn't upset you as much if you don't follow through with the things you're going to do for yourself, but you do feel bad if you don't follow through with the things you said you'd do for someone else. I want you to think about why that is. Because if we take the trainer example again, not turning up to a session at the gym might affect that personal trainer's schedule for the day. But not turning up to a session at the gym is going to affect your future self forever. Ultimately, the only person you are ever being held accountable to is your future self. You're gonna actually have to think about your future self on purpose in order to get yourself to take action. Because without you taking the actions you need to take to hit your goals, you're actually killing off your future self. I want you to really think about that and let it sink in for a second. They will cease to exist the way that you want them to. Your future self is still going to exist, but they won't exist in the vision that you have for them. That version gets killed off. One of my clients actually said it so beautifully. He said, "Your future self is the personification of ambition." As in, like, your future self is the ambition made into a human. And that version of you is going to exist if you take the action now. But if you don't, they will not exist. So if you want to evoke some ambition in your day, think about your future self. And don't just be like, "Oh, yeah, they exist." I really want you to think about who they are, who it is that you want to become, what kind of business they have, what kind of life they have, what kind of impact are they making? Because they are begging you right now to take action. They are begging you to show up, because if you do not, they do not exist. Here's a game that you can play. Imagine actually receiving a text message from your future self who says, "Hey, are you going to write that sales pitch today? Are you going to go to the gym?" Because they are the person that you are really accountable to. Imagine that they are the one sending you the text, not the trainer, not your customers, not your friends, but your future self. They are the only person that you are truly accountable to. And until you deeply believe that and feel that, you will not get yourself to do the things without anyone else being on your mind. And once you truly believe that, nothing can stop you from taking action, because your future self will always be on your mind. Your future self will always be there saying, "Hey, you said you were going to do this. You want me to exist? This is what's going to happen. You've got to do this work. You've got to take action. You've got to show up." There is nothing more compelling to me than my future self, thinking about who I want her to be. And the reason that I feel so compelled by her is because the current version of me was the future self for my past self. And I am so unbelievably grateful that she did the things that got me to where I am today. Without my past self feeling accountable to the version of me today, I wouldn't have this podcast. I wouldn't have blogged for 2 years in a row every day. I wouldn't have meditated for 365 days. I wouldn't have a group program. I wouldn't have a multiple six-figure business. The version of me that I am today is only here because my past self knew that I was here waiting for her to become me. So I feel a deep sense of responsibility to make my future self's life come to life and actually exist the way that I envision it in my head, with the success that I see her having and the life and the happiness and the joy and the growth and all of the things. That doesn't mean that I don't have any external accountability in my life. I absolutely do. I have my friends and family. I've got my clients. I've got people that I want to help. But the person that I feel the most accountable to is my future self. And I know that if my friends and family are not counting on me, if my clients are not counting on me, if anybody else is not counting on me, it doesn't matter, because I can always go back to thinking the thoughts, the same thoughts I would have if some real person physically out in the world was holding me accountable. I can think those thoughts anyway about my future self. And so I just choose to do that on purpose. And it does take practice. Like, I actively have to think, "I want to do this. My future self will thank me. I'm so excited to help her." In fact, there's the cutest little illustration that I saw, and it's this little penguin saying, "Oh, I don't feel like cleaning my room today." And then it has the thought, "But what if it was for future me?" And he's like, "Future me? I love that guy. Okay, I'm going to clean my room." And then later on in the future, the penguin's like, "Thanks, past me. I love you so much." And I just love that, because it's such a good representation. You don't have to do it for your current self. You can feel accountable to your future self, who's going to be so grateful. Okay, so I want to make sure you know about my group coaching program. It's called Action Academy, and you're going to come in and learn how to get yourself to think the thoughts that make you take streamlined, simple action. You're going to stop overcomplicating the plan and getting super overwhelmed by everything there is to do to hit your goal. And you're going to focus only on the essential activities that create the results that you want to create. You're going to stop letting your time get out of your control and expect other people to hold you to that. You're going to start getting yourself to do the things you said you were going to do with absolute ease and simplicity. You're going to make clean decisions, you're going to stick to those decisions, and you're going to execute them. You do not want to miss out on this. Action Academy is the difference between the current version of you right now and the future self that you want to be. So all you have to do to apply is go to saraharnoldhall.com and follow the instructions to apply. All right, I hope that this episode has helped you see that your thoughts are what holds you accountable and not other people. And if you want to be accountable, the best person to be accountable to is your future self. Have an amazing week taking action for your future self, who's going to be so grateful that you did. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Hey, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, you have got to come and get coached by me. I'm going to help you create a streamlined action plan for your business goals that's guaranteed to work. And then I'm going to help you manage your time and your mind so you can follow through with ease. Together, we're going to track your progress and tackle every obstacle that comes up so you can hit your most ambitious goals 10 times faster. Go to saraharnoldhall.com to sign up now.